starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
Your investment strategy or moves should never be driven by emotions, but rather by maintaining a good discipline and by doing your homework. Do not approach the stock market or your investment as gambling, as it will be the quickest way to lose. Do not approach this to make a quick buck. If this is your aim, please do not go any further. Do not take that journey, as it will lead you to the utmost dismay and probably total failure. Now, I am prepared to lose all my yearly gains in a single day, and it will not affect my emotions. For sure that my profile probably has a higher tolerance to risk, but the principle is the same. If you are mentally prepared about the possibility to lose those gains in a single day and take the opportunity that such an event brings, then you are an investor. Like a hawk flying above, focusing on its prey while awaiting the right moment to strike, the hawk will strike when its prey is at its most vulnerable position. Same with your stock. Await for them to be at their most discounted state and go out there with the cash you would have built as of today and buy them all. We need to celebrate small victories as they arise, and I am already looking at my next objective, the $75,000 milestone, which is now very much on my radar. It's not important how much you are able to put aside. What is important is that you have objectives, that you meet those objectives, and that you celebrate those victories as well. Now, how about this week? Be the week that you will take your first step and invest your first dollars. And how about this week? Be the week you decide to review your whole approach to your finances and lifestyle. I think it will be the perfect week, actually, to start anything you may have on your mind. As I previously announced, I will not be buying a company or increase my positions this month. I'm going to inject a little bit of discipline in all of this, and I'm going to put all my 2018 bonus in my brokerage account. However, I understand that we should not let cash sit there and not work for you. So I will need to find a cash instrument rapidly where I can put that cash to work, in which I can still have that cash available at any time in case I see a buying opportunity that arises on the market. All in all, patience is key in this game. And do not feel that you need to buy companies every single month and start drifting towards over-diversification of your portfolio. Better stay focused and patient for the right opportunities. As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to build some cash. Now, it is important to stay humble on your journey towards financial freedom. Nobody expects a young investor to have it all figured out or to understand each and every term that finance gurus are throwing your way on YouTube or other channels. It is good to ask also other people's opinion on your own investment or on their own as well, which will allow you to keep learning. You should always keep learning on better ways to perform your investments. Even my humble podcast is still a source of information, even if you take 1% of it home. Now, the young investor must continuously document himself, read and research on and about companies as to ensure he has an overall understanding of the dynamics of the stock market and build his own opinion along the way. And he will also not over-diversify his portfolio and keep it focused on companies he knows, loves, follows, and values. The young investor will be committed to his monthly investment, adapt his lifestyle to free investment money, deploy patience while understanding that the journey is a long one, and understand also right away that the journey is taken on your own. Hard work and sacrifice have both combined have gotten a high return on investment over time. Now, the science behind success, whether it is financial or any other form, lies in your ability to be patient and persevere through hardship or moment when you feel down or vulnerable. Patience is the virtue of life, as we say, as it is a high moral standard and one's ability to endure and persevere. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.